Hello, and welcome to the Sort of Helpful podcast.
Heyo.
My name is Blake.
I'm Sonia.
And welcome to episode 4.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep talking like this. What's up? How you doing?
I feel like...
hate that question.
Dog poo.
Dog poo?
I feel ill. Yeah, I'm tired and I feel hot and...
Yeah, you're not well.
I feel like my brain is... You know those commercials where it's like, this is your brain on meth, and it's an egg on the pan?
Mm-hmm.
That's what my brain feels like. It feels like it's boiling.
I thought you were going to say, like, the ShamWow when he, like, rings it
that,
out.
It does feel like that, too.
All the water or something.
My back feels like that.
Yeah, my back's been hurting, too. So.
So what?
So.
What?
I'm just kidding. Okay, so, let's talk a little bit about therapy.
Therapy.
Threw you for a little whirl there, didn't I?
My therapy has been not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a great... I mean, it's okay. Like, it's not making me worse. It's making me better to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk about what I want to talk about just because I don't know how to explain how I feel. And
your therapist does nothing to try and help get that out of you?
Well, she asks really interesting questions that I don't appreciate sometimes. That make me reconsider everything that I've ever felt in my life. Like, it makes me feel like I'm just overdramatic.
Oh, I get those questions.
Yeah.
I don't get them. I understand what you mean, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been... Do you want to, like, give an example of one of those questions, maybe? Or can you...
I honestly can't remember.
That's okay.
But you go.
I've been struggling to get therapy lately because it's been, we originally wanted to do therapy together and then we had a little consultation thing and Sonia didn't tell me and I didn't tell her that we both felt the same. We were like, I don't want to do this with you.
Well, like, it just no doesn't hard make feelings. Sense. It doesn't make sense though.
True.
Like...
Cause it's, imagine like 30 minutes, 45 minutes even, like, trying to split that up and get your problems fixed and my problems fixed.
Right.
Like, we both can think and have the same issues, but we don't have the same problems.
Problems, yeah, right.
So then we got rescheduled, and I got rescheduled, like, weeks out.
Mm-hmm.
I think, did you get rescheduled, too?
Like, yeah, I have, like, 3 weeks already on the books. Every Friday.
Every Friday.
Yeah.
See, my first experience... with the school's therapy, or counseling, whatever, was on Zoom, because apparently there was construction happening.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to do yours on Zoom?
No. I was in when the construction was happening.
So that's strike one for me. There's a lot, my weeks have not been good. Anyways, so it was fine on Zoom. It was just like another consultation thing, like, hey, do you want me to be your therapist? Do you get my vibe? She was really chill, really nice, and I just kind of like... spat out my life story in like about 30 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, okay, see you in 2 weeks. And I'm like, you're kidding me. I have to wait until it's October 2nd right now. I have to wait till October 11th to have an in-person session. So in the meantime, I've been having like the worst days ever.
Right.
Where when I really need it. And this whole year, I needed therapy this entirety of 2021. I
Me
needed
too.
It.
Yeah.
And I could have gotten it. I had the like tools and the privilege and opportunity to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't. I don't know. It was kind of like a personal thing where I'm like, I don't need therapy. I'm good. I can do this on my own.
Right.
And I did do it on my own, but I feel like it would have been a lot better if I had an outsider's point of view. Like complete outsider. Like, not even, like, my dad's second cousin outsider, like, more than that. Complete stranger.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I still haven't gotten, like, the help that I need because it's been, like, waiting and consultations and stuff.
Why don't you just get another counselor? Like, why do you have to stay with that one girl?
She's really cool.
Yeah, maybe there's another cool one.
I know, but if I get another one, then I'm gonna have to wait longer because that new counselor will still have... they'll have people booked. You know, they'll be booked out a certain amount of time. It'll be harder for me to schedule.
Why is my social worker the only social worker that literally has, like, nobody?
I don't know.
I mean, I
something
guess.
Something about her.
I guess that makes sense.
Something about him.
The way she makes me feel, I understand.
Do you like your therapist? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm so sure.
Okay. I got a woman of color.
I have a woman of white ethnicity.
I think that's... It was funny that I got a woman of color. But she gets it, you know?
Okay.
You want to talk about past experiences with therapy and like...
Never had it. Never had therapy. This is my first... Therapy. No, you know this. This is my first time ever getting therapy. It's a good reason for the reason I am the way that I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've never received therapy. It's just because...
Maybe that's why you're not having a good time, because you've never experienced it before, and this is your first time, and you're, like, 18.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
I grew up with
therapy parents.
Yeah, a psychotherapist father. I mean, I've been my own therapist for years, because mm-hmm. I used to be interested in psychology.
Did I freak you out by just typing weirdly?
No.
Okay.
I just didn't need anybody. I had myself. But things have gotten harder, so sometimes you need to branch out.
Well, for once, for a change, I, a brown woman, had more privilege than you as a child.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. I did go
Everything there. Has to be of color with you.
It's important to me, okay? I'm fixing the mic.
I got some text messages.
You got some texts? Anyways, let's talk about how I had therapy and you didn't.
I'm dying, I think.
I don't think you are. You might have cholera.
That's what I said! I have cholera. He's saying, does she actually have cholera?
Oh my god.
Because that's really serious.
Oh my god. He's playing a little joke on somebody.
That's anyways, so funny to me.
I had therapy as a kid. It was...
Was it good?
You know... Thinking back personally, I didn't think it did anything for me, but my parents and people around me said, like, wow, that really helped her, considering the fact of, like, what was happening in my childhood.
Right.
Some deep, dark secrets.
I want to know how they know that it made you better.
Yeah. Like, if I didn't see the differences in myself,
how did they? Are they just saying it to make you feel better?
I don't think so. I think she did help me. I don't know.
I guess, what, how old were you?
I was like 10, 11?
I feel like that's an appropriate age to start thinking for yourself. That's interesting. Like, if it was younger, I mean, I would understand you wouldn't notice, but... Mm. I don't know. Let's not get into it, Deborah. Let's not give you another reason to go to therapy.
But yeah, after a while, I just took a break from it. Because I was like, I don't really have anything else to talk about right now. And then... here comes, what is it, sophomore year of high school. Complete, what was that?
What the heck?
I don't know what that was, something outside.
Contend.
A complete breakdown sophomore year of high school. And went to therapy, and I don't think it influenced me. I don't think it solved the problem.
You got therapy in sophomore year?
Yeah, for a very tiny little bit, like a couple months. And then I was like, oh, let me just stop going.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I stopped, and then here we are, as I'm struggling to even grasp the fact that I can go to therapy. Anyways, if you need help, if anybody out there needs help,
get it.
Just go out there and find your, look up your local therapist's office. There's even, like, online websites or something where you can talk to people.
BetterHelp.
IRL. Yeah, BetterHelp, which is not sponsored. It's just
not yet.
Not sponsored, not yet. We do appreciate them, though.
I wonder how many people actually listen to this.
I don't think I know two
people who do.
Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know. I think there was a couple people. We only have, like, 20 followers on Instagram.
It's not bad. Could be worse. Could be, like, 5.
Yeah. Excuse me. Anyways.
Oh my gosh.
So...
I pray. So, what?
So, segue?
Segue.
Watch.
What are we segueing to?
I don't know. We talked about therapy.
Therapy.
And how people, even if you don't think you need it.
Get it?
You might need it.
Everyone needs it. That's just a fact. Everyone needs it. We're all fucked. We're all messed up.
If there's something that's penting you up, making you all feel stressed out, just go out there and find yourself a therapist.
Or just... anybody who can help you.
Yeah.
Sometimes people can't afford therapy.
Yeah. It's hard to get advice from... Sorry, I
keep cutting off. No, you're fine, no.
It's hard to get advice from, like, your friends.
Yeah.
Even if they're not biased, even if they're just, like, neutral, it's still a tiny bit biased because they already know who you are. And they're not a complete outsider's point of view.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Point of view? Let's segue off of point of view and talk about what you wanted to talk about, which was romanticizing. Let's talk about that point of view.
Romanticization.
Is that, like, a legit word?
Listen, anyways.
Let me think that up.
Romanticization. It's romanticizing.
Yes.
Okay.
It is a word.
Anyways.
The act of indulging in sentiment. Mm-hmm. Anyway, continue.
I don't know. I like romanticizing.
I do too. I do it all the time.
After I said I'd never do it. You are talking out of your behind.
Well, I mean, I do it all the time with things that don't happen.
That's what I was trying to talk about.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, okay. Anyway.
Well, it could apply. We tried to think of stuff before we recorded, and Sony was like, I don't romanticize about anything.
Yeah, so. Not recently, not, like, anything in my life. Like, I romanticize, like,
going fame. To Harry Potter world or whatever.
Yes! No, I dream, like, I romanticize it's being in New York City, or, mm-hmm. like, being in Boston, or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean, but, like, I do it almost every day.
I do, too.
No, not really. Oh, you are such a...
No, I didn't know what you meant. I thought you meant, like, okay. Because... We've had conversations where we talk about romanticizing in real life situations, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what I thought you were talking about. I romanticize stuff all the time. Like, I romanticize being, like, successful in my chosen career field. Mm-hmm. And I romanticize about being recognized for my talents, and I do all the time.
Yeah, just the general trying, it's your brain just trying to make you feel good.
Oh.
And I like it. I like the fact that our brains are that good at being like, imagine if we were by a little campfire and, like, with a little blankie.
What happened to your hand?
Huh?
Your palm.
Oh. I'm scratching my ear. There's a band-aid on my hand. There's also one on my...
Yeah, what happened?
On my elbow. I did a stupid... I was just skating, like the pro I am. And my foot was on the board. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of, like, went backwards.
Oh.
But my other foot was still in the air about to kick and, like, pump. But, yeah, I just went, like, body first and whoop! And the board went behind me and I just kind
of
blocked my moneymakers with my hands and arms.
Your brain loves to make you feel good and save you.
Yeah. It sucks healing, though. Because these scabs are very... Oops, sorry, that was me. The light's here. Do you want me to turn them off?
Oh, I don't care.
Let's do that.
I'll probably sleep. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
We're already 13 minutes in.
13 minutes?
Can we just...
It's only been 13 minutes?
It's only been 13 You're minutes.
You're joking me.
I'm not, Joshin.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Anyways, romanticizing.
Yes.
I love it. It's my best friend. Sometimes it can be a little weird because it messes with my brain and makes it think like that's actual reality. Gets my hopes up.
It takes a lot for me to, like, realize that. Like, for my brain to be convinced that. I don't know what it is. Like, I guess I just know that it's too good to be true. I have a very pessimistic... What's wrong with your ear?
Sorry, I'm itchy.
Oh. Well, I'm pessimistic more than optimistic than usual than I should be, so I automatically assume that anything that's good in my life is not real because it's too good to be true. Because whenever I'm given something good, it's just not... It doesn't last. It's really sad, but it's true.
Yeah.
Anyways. With you. Continue.
I don't know. I like... It's just that... It's kind of like nostalgia for me when I romanticize about things. It's like, oh, like... That one song in my car when it was, like, winter time, and I'm just, like, crying or something with the heat on, and there's, like, that smell and that feeling.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I love doing? Whenever I'm listening to, like, I don't know, maybe like a Kanye West song, or like listening to like Jesus is King.
Yeah,
I keep bringing up Jesus is King. It's just the one that keeps Graduation. But I think about maybe like Greta Van Fleet or something, mm-hmm. and I listen to it, and I'm just like in a convertible. I'm like next to a dog in the front seat,
yeah.
and I'm just like driving, and I'm just it's like
with some shades on.
Yeah, it's, see, my head like the whole hair.
It's romantic,
and it's like that scene from what is that movie? God, nobody's seen this. Like, oh, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I would have never guessed that.
If you know that movie, I thank you. But if you don't, you're not alone. I love Fear and Loathing. It's a good movie. Mm-hmm. Recommend it. Anyway.
Anyways, but yes.
Without the drugs.
Huh?
There's drugs. Okay. They're on drugs. They're on LSD. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, yes, the nostalgia of like, oh yeah, I was with this person, like even with us, it's like, oh, that good time, like we were on the docks and there was a dog and the boats and the
dirty
band
dog.
And everything.
From Dirty Dog.
Don't anyway. Quote that. Miss, oh, I don't like TikTok references. It's okay.
Though. That was when I was back on Tiki.
Okay. I believe you.
That's nostalgic
Calm
for
down.
Me. Maybe I'm romanticizing
Calm
that.
Calm down.
Maybe I'm nostalgic of that.
Maybe you are. I mean, even the quote-unquote eras of TikTok, like, oh, when this sound was popular, like the Doja Cat Say So with the whole dance.
Classic.
Like, that was a whole time period
classic.
Itself.
It was. It was
and
a generation.
It's like, I don't think I would give anything to, like, go back to things. But just to, like, feel that feeling, like, if there...
Yes.
This is a bit drastic. Hmm. But if there was, like, a syringe I could take of that specific feeling, like, I'm 5 years old opening up my present... Or something.
I feel
Christmas.
Like there's also been a movie that has something like that.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
Am I not original? Am I that not original?
Well, it's hard to be original. Everything's been done.
Anyways. Segment again. Just back on track. I don't know. It's just in general, feels good to romanticize things.
That's fair.
Whether it's people watching in a cafe or, you know, that time when you were that... Wow. Excuse me. That time when you're... that time
what?
When you were with that one person, etc. There we
uh-huh.
go. Finished my sentence.
I just found out how to spell etc. Like, the
actual
word.
Word, not
ETC, period. I learned it.
Oh, yeah. I think one day, like, Google autocorrected, and I was like, oh.
I feel very smart.
Mm-hmm. Spell it.
ETCETERA.
You lost me.
E-T. C-E-T-E-R-A.
I believe you.
One more time. E-T. C-E-T-E-R-A.
That reminds me of, like, listening to my parents, like, on the phone.
What?
And they're reciting, like, a number or something, like, N as in Nancy,
oh,
W
I hate
as
that.
In William. And I was always wondering as a kid, like, what are they?
Yeah.
They're just giving out their whole life information right now.
Yeah,
like,
right.
103.
Yeah.
But it was so important, and you could not interrupt them. They would give you, like, that little, like, stop.
Yeah, they would.
On the phone.
I'd still go. I'd
that's,
still continue.
That's a nostalgia feeling. Right there.
Having parents?
Trying to be really quiet. Also trying to ask your parent a question on a sticky note because they're on the phone. But you really need to ask them that question.
I just mouth it instead. I'm kind of obnoxious.
Still on the topic of romanticization.
Love water.
Me too. What's your favorite type of water?
Huh?
Like, favorite brand of water?
Fiji.
Fiji?
Yeah, I love Fiji.
I do like Fiji, too. It's a bit...
Dasani, imagine. Imagine if I said Dasani.
I like the one that has a ton of salt in it. You just drink
Which
salt.
Which one
water.
Is that?
I think...
Saratoga?
Dasani has the salt in it.
What?
It's either Dasani or Aquafina.
It might be Aquafina.
I think it's Dasani.
I think it's both.
It's Dasani because that's
They're
the
both
one
Coca-Cola.
They Whichever one.
Yeah, they're made from Coca-Cola.
They look very similar to each other. Anyways, getting off track. Good?
Yeah, I had an itchy ear. Oh, so you're allowed to have an itchy ear?
No.
No, please.
Okay.
Continue.
Anyways, I lost track because you itched your ear.
Was it even?
Yes. Okay, I got it. Still on the topic of romanticization.
Mm-hmm.
Still feels like I'm pronouncing that wrong. Romanticization.
It doesn't matter, bro. It doesn't matter, just continue.
Okay.
Just stress me out.
I would, like, voice my... I'll put it lightly, like, fantasies. Not really so much fantasies, it's just romanticizations. Mm-hmm. But just because I can't say that word, I'll say fantasies.
Okay.
Daydreams, if you mm-hmm. Will. And, hello.
Jeez.
I would tell people these things, like, oh my gosh, blah, 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 whatever. And I think I was in an argument with somebody, and they're like, dude, life's not a perfect movie. Like, life's not some sort of, like, La La Land sort of thing you're thinking about.
I think I remember this.
And I'm like, what? Like, yeah. Of course it's not. Of course life is not a quote-unquote movie.
No.
But, like,
I mean,
life's full of plot holes and paradoxes and betrayals and, like, romantic things.
And who says that that doesn't make life a movie? Because that is, yeah. That is literally...
Movies are based off of life.
That, yeah, exactly. So I understand people who are insecure say that, but I mean, like, when you really sit down and think about it and not criticize other people for their happiness, it's more like you gotta appreciate it, because you're allowed to enjoy your thoughts, you're allowed to consider, you're allowed to imagine. That's what makes life actually eventful. Like, if you didn't do that, you know how boring life would be?
Yeah, like, you'd have nothing to look forward to. Exactly. Even if it was a lie in your head.
And you know, sometimes, I know some people don't agree with it, like, but, like, the universe and the manifestations and mm-hmm. stuff like that, I mean, the more you think about something and really put a lot of energy into it, I guess it can happen. There's a high chance.
Yeah, like, when you were thinking of, like, you were asking the universe for a sign, it was, like, the feather, and then you
stopped. Oh, my God! Oh, my.
That was 2020.
God. Oh, my God! I totally forgot about that.
I think about that all the time.
My that?
Yeah.
My story of that?
Yeah, with the feather.
I literally forgot about it. Okay, I have to tell the story.
Context check.
This is crazy.
Come on.
So, I... what?
Calm yourself.
I just forgot about that. It makes me excited.
Aww.
So, I was going through a really hard time with a guy.
Oh, boy.
Well, he was literally. my friend. And... I was in a desperate need, so I was asking the universe to give me a sign as of what I should do. One of the options was talk to him first. I was like, universe, if I need to talk to him first, give me a sign. And then I said, make the sign a feather. Because it was going to be something that I don't usually see. I wake up. It literally blows my mind. I don't know if this was... Do you remember it?
You said that you were on Zoom.
Okay, I will...
Like your
that
online
is...
online class?
Yeah, so I was in my college physics class on Zoom, and I didn't know that we were doing gravity today, that day. Okay, I did not know that we were going to do feather versus bowling ball.
Mm-hmm.
But when he put that video on, I literally lost my shit. I was like, dude, no way. But I swear to God, I don't know if this is the same thing, but there was a feather in my bed.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that, too.
And when I woke up, there was a feather in my bed. So, having those two things, I was like, what?
Wow. Owen, that deserves Owen Wilson.
Wow.
What? What?
The new Wes Anderson movie.
What? There's a new
The French movie? Dispatch. It's coming out, and, like,
we'll
soon.
Have to see it, then.
You don't... I'm so excited.
Okay. I didn't know that it was coming out. I don't keep up with Wes Anderson. Anyways.
I don't either, and he's my favorite director, but I saw it on the interweb, and I was like, yes.
Oh my god,
there's so much I am so excited for.
Romanticize it, baby.
Oh.
Romanticize it all the way. Because if you think
when
happy
is that concert?
Thoughts, what concert? Oh, that's the 16th.
Oh, okay. You have to remind. What day is that?
It's a Saturday.
Okay.
You're good?
Yeah.
Hey, it's a calendar over there.
Let me put my calendar on my phone.
Anyways. That just goes to show, whether you believe of the universe and everything happens for a reason, et cetera, that even if it's just coincidences, stuff happens, and the world is watching you.
Spooky.
Spooky season.
We're 24 minutes in.
24 minutes.
It is spooky season.
It is spooky season. I forgot to put up my Halloween garland.
But I still need to decorate for Halloween.
Yeah, I want to get a bunch of those life-size skeletons and have them crawling up the house. That's what I want to do.
That's a good idea.
Like 20.
But they're
of them.
Also really expensive.
I know. I want to get like maybe like the minier ones, like the half size.
Anyways. I sleep with the little skeleton. Sometimes I hold his hand.
The like plastic.
Yeah. It's not even unwrapped. Like, it still has, like, the zip ties on it.
So it's just, like, fetal position?
Yeah, it is.
Good for you.
He's cute. His name's Harold.
I'd love to walk in and see you just cuddling a plastic skeleton.
Someone told me that was sad.
It's not sad. I think it's cute.
It is cute.
It's unique.
It's the same guy who thinks I have cholera. So, it's whatever. Like, it matters. Anyway, continue.
Anyways... Don't forget to romanticize, baby.
Yeah, I'm romanticized as much as you can.
And don't let people tell you to not romanticize. The thing that bugs me about that is because it was a person who romanticized, like, everything all the time. And then they told me, oh, life's in a movie.
Who was it? Huh? Don't have to say the name.
I won't say it.
Say the first letter of the name.
I'll type it out.
Oh, fine.
But yeah, it was... Don't let people crush your dreams.
No, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
Anyways.
Can't stand.
Yeah. Anyways, I've had a really bad week.
Okay, then talk about it. Boom. Okay. Continue.
I don't know. I met this new girl. She doesn't even go here. I don't know New Girl references. The show New Girl.
Jesse. Oh, that's not the right one.
I don't know.
It's Jesse.
I met this very nice freaking person. And we're like connecting already. Like, I feel like we have like friendship, like years of friendship on our back already.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I was talking about, I was like giving an example of how I overthink and how I stress myself out. A quick example, it'll probably go on for a long time, but it's like, oh my god, I'm driving right now, and this person in front of me is going so slow, and then what about the weather right now? It's gonna affect me, and blah, 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 and I kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, bro, you have anxiety. And yeah. This relates back to last episode, I think I was talking about anxiety.
I thought we knew this.
I don't.
We know we have anxiety.
I don't know why my body keeps repressing the fact that I have anxiety.
I don't know. Anyway, continue.
It boggles my mind. Anyways. Learned that I have anxiety. That was a pretty good day with her, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as soon as I start talking about, like, oh, just as I have something good going on, then the air quotations, the universe or the world just, like, puts something bad out there and sets me back to square one.
Right.
Because my hopes are getting up. Because, oh, everything's going according to plan right now. I have to sneeze. Like, I'm happy. Everything's good. I'm talking to people. I'm meeting people. I'm hanging out with people. I'm doing what I want to do. And school's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the most minute thing happens and my whole world comes crumbling down.
Right.
And it's just, like, setback after setback. And I don't know what it is. Maybe just because I'm being pessimistic and being like, ah, just when everything was good.
Right.
Like, I stepped in a puddle and now I have poop on my shoe or something. I don't know. But... It's not, it's to the point where I'm having bad days, which is not even funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't blame these people, but it's like, I try to make plans and then people don't respond to me, like, quote unquote, quick enough. And then it gets like too late or something, or change of plans, or someone's busy. It's just really hard to plan with people.
Yeah.
Especially during college.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep saying cholera.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's okay. That is my fault.
I don't know. Like, I got a bad haircut. So that just...
You got a bad haircut?
I got a bad haircut. I look like Paul McCartney. This is the shortest I've ever had it. I'm just going to look at Paul McCartney.
I do not.
Beatles. Think... John Paul, George, and Ringo.
I love them so much.
Everyone does.
No.
I know.
Joe hates them.
Freaking Joe.
Fuck Joe.
Anyways.
Asshole.
I I got a bad haircut, so now I have to wear pants. I have to wear hats because I'm insecure about it. It's the shortest I've ever gotten it done, and I'm resorting to now cutting my own hair because no one knows how to do it. You,
Paul McCartney? No, okay. Not you. You don't look like Paul McCartney, but my creative writing professor does.
What? Okay.
It's not an insult. It's just true.
Bad haircut. People. I try to make plans with people, and they're busy. Sorry about the dog barking.
Not that big an error.
But yeah, it just feels like I can't catch a break recently. And
oh, brother, yeah. You're telling me.
I'm telling ya. We've both been having rough and busy weeks. And it's stupid.
I can't stand the situation I'm in. Mm-hmm. I've never wanted to go back to high school more in my life.
But do you really?
Have you
drove past the high school recently?
I literally walked to the high school. I walked to the high school and I went to a football game.
Really?
I did. That is something
tell
that I did.
Me anything anymore.
What do you mean? It was just out of whim. It was just one of those things. Because I'm, you know, starting to live my life. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, I'm going to do this.
Well, was it cool? Did we win?
I don't remember. Honestly, I don't think it was high school. It might have been middle school.
Oh.
It was at the high school. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't want to go back there. It's weird how something so horrible can, like, morph you into a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's high school or anything else.
Right.
And it's weird because you kind of have to be grateful for it. I don't know. You're like, damn, I really hated high school, but without it, I wouldn't be where I am.
Right. That's me for middle school.
Oh.
I was the most depressed I've ever been in middle school.
Yeah. I was too. Listening to Hobo Johnson.
Hobo? Come on.
What? I can't even think of his songs.
I can only think of the one that's been on TikTok or whatever.
Scones.
Scones. I like that one. That's actually a very good song.
Number one hit.
As it should be.
Yeah. Peach Scones. Beach scone bop.
Toe. Don't come near me with that.
I'm not gonna touch you with my toes.
I'm gonna cut my toenails.
Yeah, I can. I saw them.
Remember when
I cut your toenails? You cut my toenails. Bed? Yep.
That's funny because I was telling. I was
That's
telling.
That's a callback.
I was telling someone about that the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I was telling. Yeah, it's just funny.
You talk about me with people?
Yeah.
Aww.
It's just that one thing.
Out of everything else you could tell people about me, you're like, oh, I have this one friend who cut my toenails one time.
Doesn't even say who it is. It's just that one friend.
Just that, you know.
No.
Gosh. Oh, sorry.
Was that the one that I got you?
Yes.
Which one is
this? I accidentally put this through the washing machine.
It's fine.
It's okay. It's got a little, it's got some hairline cracks, but it's not going anywhere soon.
I cannot wait to go to New York City
again. Stone. I can't wait too. I am very indecisive about what I want to get as a tattoo because I want to get a new tattoo while I'm there.
I might just get my right and left tattoo.
Your right and left little symbols?
Do you think I should?
I feel like it should be more momentous than that. That's just a nonchalant.
Get Hall of Brooklyn on my back.
a map of the bus line?
Yeah.
Oh my god. That would
No, I wouldn't. My spine is for my,
Spine
tattoo.
Off limits.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Where I'll never be in group chats.
I hate group chats more than anything. I'm in at least three of them.
Personal bad experience with group chats. And it just, it doesn't not ever work. It's just stressful to me. It's overwhelming because then you don't know who's talking to who.
And it's always getting overpowered by at least two people
mm-hmm.
who just constantly speak. And then when you say something and people
gets,
ignore
like,
it
ignored,
or something.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm in three different group chats, but at least it's with like not like five people.
I'm in a group chat that I don't talk in at all. And
that's how it usually goes with me though.
I know,
big
but
ones.
Like when I want to say something, it's like, I feel like it's like a bunch of people having a conversation and talking
yeah.
in public, and then I see something and then it goes quiet and there's crickets. That's what I feel like.
Oh,
and
I
then
hate
it
that.
And then it just goes back to talking normal.
They just like stare at you.
Yeah, they stare at you for a second. They're like, what
did you hear that?
Anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways. No, I wish I was God.
Yeah. Well, no, that God can turn water into wine.
I know, but also if he has the
power. Can he turn wine into water?
Oh my gosh.
Did we find the loophole?
No, that's definitely. Did we find his that's definitely been a question.
The one thing that God can't do?
Another unoriginal
wine
thought.
To water?
Can water God to wine? Turn wine to
I'm
water?
I'm assuming that he could.
He can.
Bring water into existence.
In the gospel account, Jesus Christ. Come here. Heavenly Father.
Amen.
His mother and his disciples are invited to a wedding. When his mother notices that the wine has run out, Jesus delivers a sign of his divinity by turning water into wine.
Uh-huh.
That's not answering the question. We already know that he can turn water into wine.
We're wondering if he can do the reverse.
Wine to water. He can.
Wine to water. He must.
He can. No, he can.
I've never thought
that
about that.
That would be impossible. Because, like, he's
what
God.
What can Jesus do?
Can't? Exactly. That's the
no,
question, I guess.
Can. C-A-N.
Everything. He's Jesus Christ.
Then he...
Imagine if I was religious.
I don't think... No.
I wonder what I'd be like if I was, like...
Christian?
Christian. Mm-hmm. Christian? Bad guy. Bad woman.
You know, I don't even...
You know who that is, right?
Do and don't. Oh, next topic.
No,
next
topic. Look at this. Look at
I know.
The guy.
That's exactly
He's
what I imagined.
Disgusting. Like,
listen, next topic. We don't need to be doing any of that. Oh.
We're 36 minutes in.
36 minutes?
I cannot wait to nap.
You cannot wait to nap?
I
don't
want
to do
say,
anything afterwards? Moi?
I have a massive headache. What would you want to do?
Hang out with you.
Why would anyone want to do that? Well, such a thing.
Today's it Saturday?
It is Saturday.
Ah, oh, this weather.
Was it sunny today?
It was.
Can't I was
we were
in
talking
bed.
About the weather. Yeah, I wore a sweater and pants today, and I was quite fuming. I was a bit fuming.
A little stank.
A little sweaty.
A little stank.
I was also pretty much stressed out, but it was okay.
A little stretched.
A little stretched to my limit.
I wish I could stretch. Like, if I was, like, Elastigirl, I could just... whoop. You know what I mean?
We're just trying... We're procrastinating, filling up time, stalling. My glasses are gonna break again. Are you kidding me?
How did you fix them?
It's this little screw. You. Maybe I need a new screw.
What M&M color would I be?
Don't take this the wrong way, be...
No. What? Red?
What colors do you think I'm gonna say?
I don't know.
Orange or green?
Why, what obviously. Do you mean, don't take that the wrong way?
So you got orange hair, and orange goes with green, you know, that, like, thing.
So not thought out.
What do you want
out.
Me to say, the black M&M? There's no black M&M.
The brown M&M?
What M&M would I be then?
Are you trying to say you want to be the brown M&M?
On all levels except physical, maybe.
I don't know what M&M would be. The red M&M.
I think so. He's kind of sassy.
When I think about it, I think of, like, color-wise. I don't think about personality-wise.
Well, we're talking about... we're talking about M&Ms. Yeah, M&M-wise, he's
That's
like,
an awfully hot coffee pot.
He's the freaking... He's the M&M.
I'm so confused. Are we talking about M&M, the rap god? Slim Shady?
The candy.
M&M.
M and M.
And M.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about M&M?
I'm gonna cry.
What about M&M?
Which one?
I'm so confused.
Anyways, I used to do a good impression of the red M&M, but I can't anymore.
What does he sound like?
With red M&Ms.
That's
nuts.
Red M&M. I sound like Schmidt.
Will it even let you
Nougat.
Play it?
What do you mean?
While we're recording?
Oh my god, we'll find out.
He's the Red M&M.
Red M&M talking.
Not sponsored by Red M&Ms. Anyways.
I was just thinking about the New York City store.
There's an M&M store in New York City.
You didn't know that? It's massive.
Is that from, like, the Smurfs or something? Where they're, like, there was, like, buckets of M&Ms and they, like, fell in the M&Ms? Or am
what?
I just, like, what is that called?
The M&M store in New York
yeah.
City.
And he was, like, flirting with them.
In
the
Times Square.
M&M. Yeah.
I don't...
The second Smurfs movie.
I don't watch
Smurfs. I think it was the first
Smurfs. Do I look like a person who watches the Smurfs?
When they came out, maybe. You weren't itching to see the live-action
no! Smurfs movie. No!
With Gargamel?
Who would? What is that? I didn't know that. Would have died. Ooh. I didn't even know there was a live-action. I gotta look this up.
Oh my god. The freaking Smurfs movie. Look up the Smurfs... The live-action like Smurfs movie with like Katy Perry as
Smurfette. Neil Patrick Harris was in it?
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, Alan Cumming?
Oh my gosh. How are you... You were oblivious to the Smurfs movie?
Fred Armisen?
The Blue Moon and
I
everything?
Not, John Oliver?
Now you're gonna watch the Smurfs movie, aren't you?
No, I don't care.
They probably all played the Smurfs.
I can't believe they did that. Why? Okay, let's...
I don't know. It was really good. I don't think it's gonna
play. It's not gonna play.
Anyways.
I'll just do it on my
phone. Still on the M&M thing. Like, I'm gonna barf.
I need a... Modern Malt?
What?
I'm going to dinner with my mom and brother tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
M and
I haven't been to dinner with anybody.
I love getting dinner.
Pretty sad. Anyways, hit me up.
Anybody. Out there.
Anybody.
Please. Anybody.
Please.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know how to use a phone.
I really want to watch a good movie at the movie theaters.
I want to see Candyman.
Candyman?
Yes. Yeah, what? It's a peel. It's a...
A peel?
Yeah, it's Jordan Peele.
I thought it was candy, not bananas. Peel.
Bruh.
I'm not knocking Candyman. I haven't seen it. I'm just, you know... I'm a little skeptical about it. It's like
98% of people love M&M's.
Yeah, M&M's. 98% of people.
You on the couch. Does the red M&M have a deeper...
It's all in the M's. That's what he sounds like.
Sonic.
Oh my god. It's like a deeper, more Chad of Sonic.
What is the Sonic line? I want to do it.
You don't know any Sonic quotes?
A Sigma Sonic?
What?
Oh my gosh. Doesn't even understand.
Oh no.
Beta Sigma.
Ligma? What?
Ligma balls.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know who you are. I don't know who anybody is.
Who am I? Who am I? Little callback to the first episode. Flame is. Who am I? Jean Valjean. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Chili dogs.
Is that what he said? I don't remember. Have you seen the live... Have you seen
No.
The live I have with Jim Carrey?
Listen. I saw both the live action Smurf movies. You only saw the live action Sonic movie.
Don't just sit there and waste your precious time.
I think we're even when it comes to live action movies or whatever.
I'll never look back.
What?
I've got no regrets. Because time is away from me.
I've never heard Sonic say any of that.
Every world has its end.
Are you sure that's not Shadow?
How could something so adorable be so terrible?
I don't think this is Sonic.
I looked it up. That was the first thing.
Wow! Gotta go fast.
We're at 43 minutes.
You want to start wrapping it up?
Because I guess, we're but stalled? I thought maybe we're in the middle of saying something.
The M&M dispute?
Oh. Oh, movies.
Movies.
What's wrong with Candyman? What, because other people are saying that it's not as good as his previous?
No, I just think it's a little funny that they're making a whole horror movie based off of saying Candyman 3 times in a mirror.
Well, it is scary.
If it was Bloody Mary... Maybe I'd be
well, Candyman is scary. It's spooky. Yeah,
just the fact that it's the childish name of Candyman.
What is in the movies right now?
If you say Candyman 3 times,
Oshwego,
it's gonna come at you and it's gonna kill you. That's like the Muffin Man.
I'm not gonna
if you
be
say Muffin Man 3 times.
You're gonna try that tonight, and I'm not gonna see you in the next. It's gonna be a missing person.
I'm not gonna mess with
it's
it.
Gonna be a missing person.
Listen, I don't care. I want to see Dear Evan Hansen.
I kind of do too. We can go
oh
see
my
it.
Gosh, we should all go see it. My friend,
Free Guy.
Free Guy.
I want to see Free Guy too.
I feel like that's a ridiculous movie too.
I want to see Free Guy and Dear Evan Hansen.
Best combination of
movies. The new Adam's Family.
I just slam on the brakes.
Doors, the key. Windows. I don't remember the lyrics. Oh. All I know is that song and that he has cast on his hand.
And there's other storyline. Have you not even dabbled in Dear Evan Hansen?
No.
You just want to see the movie?
Dear Evan Hansen came out, it was one of those things that everybody, it was like The Office.
Like the Hamilton?
Yeah, just like Hamilton.
I get it.
I like real Broadway shows.
Did you ever dabble in Be More Chill?
No, that's another one.
It's a classic, though.
No, it's not.
You dabbled in Hamilton.
Yeah, because that was good.
Listen, it didn't have to
Have you dabbled good. In Evita? No.
Pardon?
Evita?
Evita say what?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Broadway show Evita.
Nope. Have you dabbled in The Waitress?
That's another one. Stop saying the baseline.
It's a classic.
No, it literally is not.
I don't care if they're good or not.
You want classics. You want classic Broadway shows. I'll give you one. You got Les Mis. You got Cats. Beetlejuice is not a classic. Okay. That is literally new. You got Phantom of the Opera. You got Evita. You got... Listen, you're messing with the wrong guy.
What's that one where it's
I'm a Broadway connoisseur.
They're like zombies.
Oh my gosh. And you got the... And you got the... I don't know what that is.
It was like, coffee, I'm your coffee girl. And he's like, stop singing. I don't know.
I don't know. That
the whole thing
terrible.
Was a musical. Or the guy trapped in the musical. That's what the Broadway thing was. I don't think it was Broadway, but it was a musical.
Oh, the producers? So good.
I don't know.
Talking about classics. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're at 46 minutes. My headache's getting worse.
This has been the Sorta Helpful Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at sorta_helpful_podcast. DM us with any concerns or if you want us to talk about any topics. And that is pretty much all, folks.
And that is that.
I'm Blake.
I'm Sonia.
And that's a wrap.
Bye.
Bye.